Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Tigers in 20 Off the Boards, a Go Tigers 247 audio podcast where we bring you breaking news and interviews with players, top recruits, coaches, and influencers from football and basketball across the city of Memphis and around the nation. Now, let's get to the episode. Welcome back to Go Tigers 247's Off the Board, and I'm excited, man, because you know, Memphis basketball is kicking back up. The 2022 season is kicking back up. A lot of things happening over at the Lori Walton practice facility. But on Monday, some big news dropped, man. The Tigers got their first recruit to commit to the Tigers for the 2023 season. And it's a good dude, man. I'm excited to talk to him today. It's 2023 Link Academy student. His name is Ryan Forrest. He's a three-star player from – listen – he's from all over, but he is from Memphis. Let's not get that twisted. What's up, Ryan? How are you, man?
I'm good. How about you?
Man, I'm doing well. So for those who can't see, who are listening just the audio only of this, I'm looking at Ryan as he's out in the woods underneath this wooden canopy in a picnic table area. He showed me where he's at, man. It's a beautiful place. Tell me a little bit about Link Academy and what you're doing out there, where you're at and what you're doing.
I'm out here like in Scott, Missouri, a little bit outside of Branson, and like at Link. All we do here is work. We grind 24/7 throughout the day. Like, is all we do.
Like, Link's a brand new school. Link's a new school, yeah. Right?
Yeah, this is their second year. They first year they made it to the Geico Nationals, but they lost by like 7 though.
Yeah, man. So you are originally from you grew up in Marion, Arkansas, and for those who don't know, Marion is literally like a 10-minute drive from Memphis. It's just right across the bridge over in Arkansas. You grew up in Marion. You lived in Memphis for a bit, went to Marion High School, and now you're at Link. Tell me about your situation growing up, man. Like, what was life like for you in Marion / Memphis? What was life like for you?
Like, growing up, like, it was hard a little bit growing up, but, like, I never let stuff get to me. I always like played sports. At first, I was like a football player. Starting out like, I ain't started playing basketball until like the fifth grade. Like, since then, I've been taking it serious. And I stopped playing football in my 10th grade year so I could focus more on basketball. Like, it's just been getting better for me.
Absolutely. So you are now, since your focus has been completely on basketball, man, you've been kind of shooting up the rankings in terms of the 247 sports rankings. You are now a three-star recruit, number 86 in the country, number eight in Missouri, as a player, nationally number 37, according to 247 sports at your position. Man, I think a lot of folks are really excited to have you, especially there's a familial relationship, you know, over at the University of Memphis, man. Tell us about your cousin.
My cousin, like, this is my guy. He always motivates me. He keep me going. Like, he don't never try to be like a coach towards me, like recruiting wise. Like, he never try to recruit me. He always like told me like keep going. He always there for me no matter like what decision I made. Like, our bond is like a family bond instead of like a coach player bond.
Yeah, Sean Forrest is over at the University of Memphis, been on the staff with the University of Memphis now for a couple of years. Obviously, Ryan is now committed to the University of Memphis. You know, so part of your story is you've been in Marion, you've been playing ball for Marion for some years, lived in North Memphis for during part of that time. But since you continue to go to school at Marion all the way up until your junior year, your senior year, you decided to transfer to Link Academy in Branson, Missouri. Tell us kind of like what went into your decision to make that move. Like what part of it? What was it? What was it about Link? What was it about the opportunity to move and play for a school that is new but is having a ton of success in basketball? Like what went into that decision?
Like the decision I made, it was like a decision for me. It was never like had an issue between like a school or something. Like it's just like it was a better opportunity for me, like where I could see myself getting better at. And at Link, like it's already getting me prepared for college, like the workouts, the lifestyle. And then like at Link, I'm already playing high major player, so I'm getting used to playing like college player. So it's like a better opportunity for me and get me better. So it was really like a move for myself.
Yeah, I mean, like in your practice rooms alone, man, you guys have like five or six guys that are highly, highly ranked, you know, in the 2023 and 24 classes. What was it like making that transition to go, listen, man, I know Mary, this area of basketball, there's a ton of talent, but there's just a different level when you go to a place like that. What was that transition like for you as you went into that gym and started playing against guys that are at that elite of a level? Was there kind of an adjustment period for you?
Nah, I ain't never just looked at them different as me. I looked at them as like basketball players. They're the same as me. So I do what I do. They do what they do. It was never like I had to adjust to them, because like playing EYBL this summer, I done played most of them already. So like I wasn't nervous or nothing, because like I know I got to play my game. They going to play their game. And it's all just one game at a time. So we just take our time with it.
And everything that I've read about you, things that I've heard you say, you definitely seem to be the kind of player, the kind of kid, the kind of person that says – you're going to rise to that challenge, right? Like you don't ever get nervous about the challenges. You're going to do whatever you can to succeed. Is that a part of your mentality and your makeup?
Yeah, sir. I just got to go out and get it. You got to go out and get what's yours.
That's right, man. So I've read in other places things that you've said that you grew up watching and rooting for the Tigers. Is that true? Like yeah. What's been your experience with the University of Memphis as a fan of the Tiger program?
Like, growing up, I started playing with a guy named Curtis Gibbons. He really helped me out. Like, he from Memphis, and, like, he got a big name in Memphis, and, like, he had connections with Penny, like, ever since I was young. So I always been around, like, the Tiger program and, like, was able to see them play. And, like, I ain't never just had a dream school, but, like, watching the Tigers, I was like, I could see myself playing in that uniform one day, like, if I ever had a choice to play for somebody.
So what was it like when you got that phone call from Penny?
He actually offered me a person. I was on an unofficial visit at the University of Memphis. He offered me out to practice, and he was like, he wanted me to come down to Branson with something that I had worked for. Like, I didn't want to react, just like happy in front of him, but like I just walked off. Like, but inside though, I was happy. I was really happy for myself.
Yeah, I mean, like, tell me what that feels like. I mean, you've been grinding for years, developing your game, you know, working hard, doing what you can do. What's it like when you start getting, as you're going through that recruitment process, coaches are starting to recognize your ability and starting to recognize the hard work that you've put in? What is it like when you start getting those offers rolling in from coaches, and then especially someone like Penny, who as a young kid you've probably looked up to, just like I did? I mean, I grew up watching Penny, so I get super excited when he's even walks in the room still. Like, that's a guy that I grew up watching. What's it like when you get those offers? Is it a confirmation of everything you've been through? What's it feel like to you?
It's insane, but like you can't let it like give you the big head or nothing, because like it's just showing you that all the work that you're doing is paying off because others seeing your work. Like, it's insane, but at the same time, it's just like telling you, like, the work you put in, you're gonna get something out your work. So like all you gotta do is keep working, like more stuff, you're gonna keep building up bigger and bigger.
So it sounds like to me you're saying, listen, I'm not going to get a big head about this. This just shows me I got to keep working hard. I got to keep grinding.
Yeah, sir.
Absolutely. So a lot of folks have been dissecting your game. On our message boards, we got people that are finding old highlights and everything. They're posting them, talking about you, dissecting your game, how kind of what your game would look like fitting in with the Tiger program. What is it about, what have you seen in the Penny Hardaway led Tigers that makes you think, man, Ryan Forrest can come in and do damage here at the University of Memphis? You can come in and do work. Like, what is it? What's the style of play? What is it that they do that set you think you could be a fit in?
Like how they play, they style of play, they play hard nose. And then like they offensive flow, cause they have like a spread floor. And like, I can see myself playing in spread flow, making plays for others. Cause like I'm a downhill person first, like getting the paint, make a play out of paint first. And then like, they just like a hard-nosed team to me. Like they play very hard on defense and too.
Yeah, I read that you pride yourself on being a two-way player, that you're not just a offensive guy only, but you put a lot of energy and effort into being as good of a defensive player as you can possibly be. Like what is it that makes you, I mean, a lot of times defense doesn't get people any notoriety, right? Like why do you put so much energy and effort into defense? Like why is that important to you?
Is it like show others that I can do something different? Like if I ain't scoring, I ain't gonna let nobody else come score on me, because like that's the mindset I got. Like defense, like, I don't know, like just like holding somebody down, like locking them up, it just make me feel good. Like it showed me like they can't score on me or nothing. And then like you going to score on them and keep locking them up, it's just like get repetitive. And I just like defense.
As you're kind of sharing your game and people are watching you play, like what would you say is the thing that Ryan Forrest does the best in terms of on the offensive side of the ball? Like what is it that you pride your ability on and think that you're pretty damn good at?
Tagging the basket, getting to the hole, and like my mid-range game and making plays for others.
So absolutely. That's what I've noticed, man. Like you are, what are they have you listed at 6'3", 6'4"?
Yeah, I'm 6'3", 6'3" and a half.
But you got some major hops, though.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Like, you can get up there. Yeah.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah. I've noticed that on all the highlights. So, what are you working on? So, you're going to Link. You're playing against all these different guys this year, playing a national schedule, you know, hoping to go play Geico Nationals this year. Have you kind of targeted something that you're saying, man, my game and this is what I want to be better at to prepare myself to play ball for University of Memphis?
Like I'm getting in shape. I'm getting in shape more. I'm running more. Like getting my endurance up and stuff. And then I'm like, I'm working on getting my ball hella strong. And then I'm working on like my catch and shoot game, and shooting off the dribble.
What kind of? I know you got to be in good shape, but what kind of stuff are you trying to do to get in better shape? Just a lot more running, a lot of cardio.
Yeah, we do cardio here. Like we run. We got like a 2.4-mile run that we do, a roller coaster run that we call it. We do that every day. And like, every morning around like 8 p.m., I get up and get on the treadmill, and I run like 20 minutes, like 1 minute hard, and then I get like a 30-second break. And me just like jogging, then like 1 minute hard again, 30-second jog. And I just go all up 20 minutes every day, keep myself in shape.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. You see a lot of players, you know, especially last year, Memphis had a couple of guys that came in that were freshmen that, you know, highly ranked, highly recruited, that just had trouble acclimating to the college game. And it's just a different kind of game, right? Is that something that you are aware of? What is it that you say, like, listen, man, I'm good enough to do whatever, to play for Link. I'm a talented player, but it's the getting in shape thing that will get me ready to be a college player, not just a high school player.
Yeah, because like, everybody in college, they can like do something, like they can dribble, they can shoot, they can pass, they can do like all the et cetera. But like, you gotta work on something like your body, like something that's different from them, like your shape, getting in shape, getting your body big, like where you can be like your body look like they body. Like you gotta look like a college player in high school.
Like, that's true, man. That's all right, so I got a couple of questions for you before we get you out of here. Fans kind of want to get to know you a little bit more, not just Ryan Forrest, the basketball player, but Ryan Forrest, the man. They want to get to know you just a little bit. So tell me, I know you are all basketball all the time, but you got to have some downtime. What's a hobby that you're into? What do you enjoy doing?
I like playing a game, and then I'm funny. Like I like making other people laugh, like my teammates. So I always joke a lot. I'm a playful guy.
Do you watch a lot of like stand-up comedy stuff, or are you just kind of a prankster goofball kind of kid?
Yeah, like a prankster goofball type kid. Yeah.
So you play the game. Which game? You play the 2K?
Yeah, 2K. 2K. 2K, man.
What mode are you? What mode do you play in? Do you play career mode? Do you play my player mode?
My player. I play on my part.
Have you done the facial thing on 2K where you're able to like put your face on it?
Nah, I ain't put my face on it. My guy look totally different from me.
Mine does too. Mine's got dreads. He's got long dreads. He's got.
That's how everybody do it. Your player don't look nothing like you in person.
That's right. So what's your player? Your my player. What's his ranking at right now? Where's he at? Is he pretty good?
96. Playmaker shark.
Dang. Okay, so he's a playmaker. Okay. Yeah, so yes, he's got your game. He just doesn't look like you, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I got you, man. That's a good way to decompress. All right, I got another question for you. I know things are a little bit different now. You know, when I was young, I used to listen to albums, right? Like whole albums. A lot of times you got streaming stuff now, so you listen to singles, kids listen to singles and stuff like that. But if you, let's say you get stuck on a deserted island, all right? You're stuck there for the rest of your life. You got all the food you ever need. You don't have to worry about that. But you can only choose one movie and one album to listen to for the rest of your life. What would it be?
I'm watching Rush Hour 3. I'm watching Rush Hour 3, and the album I'm picking is the Rod Wave album. He just dropped the Rod Wave album. He just dropped it. I like the one song called Rockstar Heartbomb.
Man, it's my favorite song. I just got into Rod Wave a few weeks ago. That guy is crazy.
Yeah, he be talking to you.
Man, he's so good. He is so good. Rod Wave, you're the first person to answer Rod Wave, and I dig it, man. I'm a big fan of his. I had no clue. You know, I'd heard his name, but I hadn't really paid attention to him until a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, okay, yeah, this dude is nice.
Yeah.
So you said Rush Hour 3. That's an older movie for you, man. Are you into like I thought you'd pick something a little bit newer.
I like older movies, like Friday, them type movies around that time period. It was like better than me.
You got an old soul, man. You like those older movies.
Yeah, yes, sir.
That's great, man. Well, listen, Ryan, I'm excited, man. You're the first guy to commit to the University of Memphis for the 2023 class. You're that kind of kid, man, that like can kind of fly under the radar a little bit, right? Because of the national media hasn't picked up on you entirely yet. But I'm excited about this year for you, man, as you guys make a run, you know, nationally with the Geico Nationals at Link. Man, I have a feeling that a lot of folks are going to have their eyes open to your game and to what you do. And I think it's going to end up looking like, man, Ryan Forrest was a massive steal for Penny Hardaway and the Memphis Tigers for 2023. So, man, I'm excited for you. Good luck this year at Link. I hope it's a great one for you. Have much success, man. Thank you for joining me.
Yeah, yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Appreciate you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tigers and 20 Off the Boards. If you enjoyed this episode, we would love for you to leave a rating and a comment wherever you download your podcast. If you are interested in daily content all about the University of Memphis athletic program, head over to www.gotigers247.com. Articles are published daily, and you can join the Go Tigers 247 family by signing up for a VIP membership for even more behind-the-scenes information.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.